Hello, everybody. Today's date is April 22nd, 2020. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken. I just want to start off by saying Happy Earth Day. I know it's a lot late. This is the first chance I had to do a podcast in a while. But today we're going to talk about current events that are going on right now. So, as most of us know worldwide, the coronavirus struck with a passion. It's pretty bad. Everywhere you look, a lot of places are closed. Schools are out, except for the countries that are recovering. But here in the United States, there's a lot of states that are still in the hot zone. Anyway, putting that aside, because I know people hear so much about the COVID-19. But in reality, I did want to talk about the events that are taking place in the earth as a whole. So as you remember, in December, there was those horrific Australian fires that killed 1 billion animals or more. And probably some people too. I'm not going to lie, I didn't really pay attention to that as much. But I know millions of people lost their homes, which is very unfortunate. And then we have on the flip side, if I'm not mistaken, we have over 2 million people that have died from the COVID-19. So in some sense, you know, I'm on two minds for that. I think I'm wondering if the earth's balancing itself out, or if some sick person just released this virus and wanted it to do exactly what it did. I don't know. But what I do know is that, especially after the last few months, we have to really stop paying attention to what we do individually every day. What we hear, what we know, what we do. How can we help? How can we not make things happen? How can we, like, heal ourselves, the earth, and everything in it together? If we all just focus on that, everyone, not just like 1,000 people, I mean everyone, every day wake up and say, how can I make today a better day? How can I make this world a better place? Go out and say hi to people you never said hi to before. If you are one person that spits on the ground, stop doing it. If you throw trash on the ground, stop doing it. If you notice that somebody's doing something that they shouldn't be doing, like polluting the earth, alert somebody who might be able to help. You know, I always said that we spend so much time worrying about things that we really shouldn't be worried about. And I'm not saying individually. I'm saying like the law in general. Like, I think they should focus a lot more on how much trash gets thrown in the ocean, how much trash gets thrown in the earth. People driving by throwing cigarette butts out the window. Like, I don't know when the earth became a garbage can. I have no idea, but that's a problem too. You know, I did this project many years ago. It was part of my college assignment, and I used to do it when I was a site director. And what I did was I was put kids on a blanket and tell them to try to imagine they're at the beach. I would put all this trash around them, you know, like paper, forks, whatever, right? Not real trash, but, you know, stuff that you wouldn't want to see. And I would ask them a series of questions. And one question would be, how do you feel right now? Now, mind you, you're sitting on a beach and you have all this stuff surrounding you that shouldn't be there. It's very confusing to a child, to anyone, right? And every day that person sees this over and over and over and over and over again, right? It's not normal. It's not normal for a child, and it's not normal for an adult. It's just not normal in general. And these are things that I used to instill in my son when he was very young. And to this day, he is very big on the environment, and I'm glad that I did it. So, I just want to leave you off with that note. I hope everybody has a good day. Again, happy Earth Day. And I'll be recording something soon. Bye.